Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We often have a very distorted image of our imams. Individuals who are either worshipping Allah the whole time or sitting in their house just answering a few questions here and there. The truth is far from that. Our imams were active in society, constantly in action, trying to guide the people, educate them, help those in need, and more importantly, prepare the believers for something bigger, to fight the oppressor and establish a just system. But fighting the oppressor need not always be with swords and spears, especially when the circumstances don't allow it. And becoming a shaheed in war isn't necessarily always to the benefit of Islam. Wisdom and the Sharia dictate what needs to be done in different circumstances, and our imams are at the peak of knowledge and wisdom. So what were the imams doing? It's just amazing. The imams were basically, to put it in my own words, running an underground network that allowed them to access their followers across the Islamic Empire. This is termed as the network of wukala, or representatives. Starting at a basic level at the time of Imam Sajjad and established properly at the time of Imam Sadiq, the imams were designating companions as their wakil to carry out various tasks across the Islamic lands, such as being a medium of communication between the imam and their followers, collecting Islamic taxes, helping the needy, debating with other scholars, spreading the true teachings of Islam, and so on. It wasn't simply a matter of appointing and sending people around though. The imams were managing a large number of people carrying out different tasks across the Islamic lands and making sure that the duties are being carried out. Why? Well, remember that the imams have the duties to guide people, protect the deen, do tarbiyah of people, establish justice, and ensure that the hujjah has been completed. Considering the fact that these duties are to be performed primarily through natural means and in line with human free will, as is the sunnah of Allah, the imam has to execute all these tasks with helpers within a system he designs. The establishment of such a system allowed thousands of people to get guidance from their imam without the need to travel hundreds of miles, but it also allows the imam to carry out all their responsibilities across the Islamic Empire. Now, many amazing examples and a lot of details was shared in session 20 about the entire system, so don't content yourself with this video. It's just a recap.